The big electricity blackout in August and the energy crisis in California 3 years ago have cast doubt on the reliability of the power industry. Congress is writing a new energy bill that its backers say would draw more investment into the business and make it more reliable. But the legislation also would toss out a law that protects utilities and their customers from abuses in the marketplace. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on the last days of that law, which has been on the books for nearly 70 years.
After the stock market crash of 1929 and the bankruptcies that followed, a lot of people fingered holding companies as guilty parties. These were mostly investment companies that didn't actually make anything, but bought and ran companies that did. During the 1920s, holding companies bought electric utilities and used their steady income to bankroll speculative ventures that had nothing to do with electricity. When those ventures failed, utility customers often paid the piper. People said there ought to be a law, so Congress passed several, and President Franklin Roosevelt, in this 1935 fireside radio chat, explained why.
Under holding company domination, the utility industry has long been hopelessly at war within itself and at war with public sentiment. The absentee management of unnecessary holding company control has lost touch with and has lost the sympathy of the communities it pretends to serve.
Thus was born the Public Utility Holding Company Act, known as PUCA. Since then, this law has kept a tight rein on electric utilities owned by holding companies. Their books and their investments are more open to scrutiny than standalone utilities. The idea was that PUCA would keep holding companies and their utilities from neglecting their electricity customers while experimenting with other types of business. They would have to mind their knitting, as some put it.
It is redundant, it is antiquated. The fact is that PUCA does not provide any consumer benefits.
William Sherman is a lawyer with the Washington firm Skadden Arps, which represents utilities and holding companies that own them. He says the world has changed. State and federal regulators now have the power to protect utilities from high-risk speculation. He accuses PUCA's advocates, many of them independent power companies, of using an outdated law to stifle competition.
To many people, PUCA is a barrier to competition that protects them. These very same people argue that we need greater competition in the electric utility business, but at the same time, they say we need PUCA, and they're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Some consumer groups, such as Public Citizen, say PUCA is needed now more than ever. Electricity is now bought and sold over the national grid like pork bellies or widgets. Public Citizen's electricity analyst, Lynn Hargis, says that business is a temptation for utilities that should put their local customers first.
There's a question of what you use the transmission grid for. Do you use it to make sure there's reliable electricity service, or do you use it as sort of a highway for power marketers to send their power to the highest priced market?
Many utilities like the law because it makes them and their owners play safe, and that, in fact, may be more profitable. Energy consultant Marty Kanner of Kanner & Associates says utilities that stuck to their knitting have usually done better financially than those exempt from PUCA that have diversified.
We've seen utilities that have gotten into every imaginable business, from drug stores to minor league baseball teams. And according to various financial analysts, in general, those investments don't turn out well.
The energy bill could pass soon, and PUCA will be gone. The law's critics and defenders agree that new money will probably flow toward utilities, but they differ on whether consumers or big investors will see the biggest benefits. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.